Well, howdy, everyone. I want to talk to you a little bit some more today about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in terms of helping us steward, of making experiential our union with Christ. Again, what it means to be saved, what salvation is, what the gospel's all about, is the good news that God has saved you from what you've done, and saved you from what you've become. And he saved you from that fallen, slave to sin person under condemnation by placing you into the very life of Jesus. You are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. So now you've been placed in the life that Jesus lives, so that he can live out that life in and through you. And that's what it means to be saved. You've been grafted into his innocence, and you've been grafted into his unbrokenness, his righteousness. That's what that means. Righteousness is his unbrokenness and his innocence. So that he can live out his unbrokenness through you, where in your weaknesses no longer dominate, for in your weakness, his strength, his unbrokenness is revealed through you, is perfected through you. So these are just some scriptures that have continued to fascinate me for the last several months. And in the Upper Room Discourse, this great passage about union with Christ, about our being in him and him being in us, and the role of the Holy Spirit is just stunning. Several times, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the helper. Like in verse 26 of chapter 14. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. He will teach you all things. This is in chapter 16. Verse 6. Because I have said these things to you about his leaving them, he said, sorrow has filled your heart, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, there's that term again, shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Verse 13 of chapter 16. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, so he's referred to as the Helper, and here he's referred to as the Spirit of Truth. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And the chapter 14 passage says, and he will teach you all things. He will guide you into all the truth. And we know the truth is Jesus. So he will guide you into all things Jesus. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is happening. Now, three times he uses this word disclose. In the next verse, verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. See, if in the earthly world, in realm, if your father, earthly father, had given all things to you, then he's given you all favor. That's favor. So he's shared with you all that's his. That's favor. And he says, all that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. And I said again that he will take what's mine and will disclose it to you. In verse 14. He shall glorify me. And we've looked at this before. It means to publish. He will publish me. And he will take what's mine and will disclose it to you. Now, in all those three places, in verse 13, 14, and 15, when he says he will disclose it to you, it's literally the language, the grammar is, he will disclose it in you. All things that the Father has are mine. And therefore, he's going to take all that, take what's mine, all that I am and all that I have, and all that the Father has, and all that the Father has is all that I have. The Holy Spirit's going to take all that, and he's going to disclose it in you. Now, the word disclose, and I'm not trying to be cute when I parse a Greek word, but it's important because this is the language that the Holy Spirit wrote this in. And so this is how he wants to communicate to us. The Holy Spirit speaks in us. The Holy Spirit leads us. We can hear the voice of the Lord. But thank God for Scripture, huh? It's like the voice of God for dummies. It makes it so easy to hear what God is saying. And here he says, the Holy Spirit is going to publish Jesus to you. He's going to take everything that Jesus has. He's going to lead you into all the truth, all things Jesus, the truth about Jesus in you in each situation. And he's going to disclose in you all that Jesus has. Now, the word disclose comes from two words. To proclaim, to announce, and then another word that means up or upward. The idea here is the Holy Spirit's publishing Jesus in you and the Holy Spirit's proclaiming to you, the Holy Spirit who lives in you, is proclaiming to you all things that are upward, all things that are above Earth's perspective. You with me? All things that are above Earth's perspective. So that makes sense, right? This helper, the reason he's a helper is not just because he's walking alongside of you, helping you out. He's inside of you, and his role is to publish Jesus, to glorify Jesus. His role in us is to teach us all things Jesus, to help us navigate this life of Christ in us, to teach us all that Jesus is and all that's available to us, and to teach us how to surrender to and to abide in so that that life of Christ that he's revealing in us has been able to be released through us. That's the Holy Spirit's role. That's the way he's our helper. He's helping us. He's helping us to walk out our union with Christ. That's his role. And he'll teach you all things. Here's the fun thing I like about that John 14 passage. He'll teach you all things. He'll lead you into all the truth. And so every situation that you face, every relationship, every conversation you're in, there's one thing that doesn't change. The truth about who Jesus is in you. The truth about how Jesus thinks in you. The adequacy of Jesus in you that's available to you. The power of Jesus that's available to you. This Jesus lives in you. All that Jesus is and all that Jesus has is in you, available to you in those moments. And the Holy Spirit's there to reveal to you the truth about Jesus and how he thinks and how he sees and how he perceives and how he wants to behave through you. And our role is to simply sink into that. Just to, and if you can imagine, just sinking, falling back into that in childlike faith, trusting him to live his life through you in that moment. And the Holy Spirit is the one who's the tour guide, you know, who's the tutor in all this. So when it says he'll teach you all things, let's just say you've gotten a new job and you have a new boss and you're working with people that you don't really know well. Some of them are difficult to work with or to be around maybe. The Holy Spirit's going to teach you all things. He's going to teach you how to steward the truth that Jesus is in you in those moments and in those relationships. Because to see the truth will set you free. In other words, you have somebody next to you who's working with you now that difficult to work with, has sort of because of their own brokenness. They're just kind of difficult to live with, to work with. Do we just give in despair and frustration and anger and resentment and offense? No. The Holy Spirit's there making available to you, publishing in you all that Jesus is, the truth about Jesus in that situation, the ability of Jesus, the mindset of Jesus that he wants you to sink into to allow Christ to respond through you towards that person. In other words, like if something, you're working with somebody that's difficult, the Holy Spirit may say in you the words of Christ, I just love that person even more. and it's my joy to show them kindness because I understand their brokenness. Wow. And to sink into that and allow that to come out of you, that now you've joined Christ in that moment and you're manifesting your union, that's amazing. That now person is now experiencing heaven. When it says the Holy Spirit will disclose all that Jesus is in you, he's disclosing, he's announcing in you those things about Christ and how Christ sees and how Christ is that is above earth's perspective. In other words, living from the heavenly places in Christ, living from the heavens perspective. That is the mind of Christ. And so if you're living from the heavenly Jesus who lives in you, because you're seated in the heavenly places with him, and so you're living from that place, it's a place of rest, but it's a life of authority. So from that place of rest, instead of this example again, working with somebody difficult, instead of you getting anxious or angry or frustrated, and you're simply allowing Jesus to speak into you, the Holy Spirit to speak into you, publishing Jesus and how Jesus sees that from heaven's perspective, that perspective which is above earth's perspective, and you participate in that moment, you're releasing heaven in that person's life. They may resist. They may continue to resist. But you see, love conquers all. Love never fails. And so as this comes forth, it's going to be more and more difficult for that person to deny the onset, the overflow, the emission of heaven that's impacting them. And this is what Christ did from the cross, right? This is what Christ did walking to the cross again and again, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And in the end, he was crucified between two thieves. One of them it didn't seem to impact. But just that heaven's perspective, heaven's attitude, heaven's disposition that Jesus was stewarding, which was above the circumstance, above the situation, and even though both the thieves were hurling insults at Jesus, he's speaking, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And eventually, Dismas, one of the thieves, says, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And he rebuked the other one, who was insulting, to stop insulting, for the man, Jesus, had done nothing wrong. And when he recognized that he was Lord, and he recognized that there was a kingdom, and that he knew what he saw, who this was, this could only be a person from God. This had to be God's person. He encountered heaven. And he said, Lord, remember me this day in paradise, in your kingdom. And Jesus said, you will be with me this day in paradise. Wow. You see, that's life from heaven's perspective. That's the same Jesus who lives in you. And the Holy Spirit's job is to continue to lead you into all the truth about Jesus and how Jesus wants to respond, how Jesus sees everything that's true about Jesus in that moment. So in surrender and childlike faith, you simply keep lending your humanity that's in union with Christ to him. You keep just abiding in Jesus, allowing Christ to live through you. Just participate in it. You don't have to make it happen. It's happening. You're just allowing it to happen. You're just surrendering to it. And then watching what God does. Because he said he will teach you all things, whatever situation you're in. Maybe you have a child that's going through a weird time. Or maybe you have a mate that's kind of going through a tough time. And you don't know how to love them there. Just stop and listen. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He will lead you into all truth. He will publish Jesus in you so that you'll see how Jesus would perceive. And what he publishes in you will be a disclosure in you of all things Jesus. And it has an above earth perspective, a heaven's perspective, mindset, and reality. Okay? Well, that's a great encouraging word to me. I hope it is to you. Because you see, you are in this world, but you're not of this world. And you don't have to live like you're of this world because you have the one living in you who has joined you to himself. And though you are squarely on this earth, you are certainly seated in heavenly places in Christ. And as from that place of rest, you simply abide in him and allow Christ himself to live through you, you'll find when heaven's released, it carries an amazing amount of authority to impact and change atmosphere, a culture, and a workplace, and change lives. Amen? Okay. God bless.